This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado hunters may see more competition for big game licenses this year. The state has proposed a 12% reduction in the number of tags available. CPR's Tom Hess says the biggest cuts would be in northwest Colorado.
The cuts could number in the thousands after the toughest winter in four decades for big game animals near Rangeley. Colorado Parks and Wildlife staff suggest reducing hunting licenses by as much as 94% in some cases after a winter that saw significant die-off for pronghorn, elk, and deer. CPW commissioners will take up the recommendations at a meeting in Glenwood Springs next week. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
The city of Pueblo is soaking up some much-needed rainfall after a record-breaking downpour. The 1.4 inches of rain recorded Tuesday more than doubled the rainfall record set in April 1890. Rain continued into Wednesday for a total of just over 2 inches of moisture. That alone represents 17% of Pueblo's typical annual precipitation. Another storm system is moving through the area, possibly bringing more rain, snow, and even hail this evening into tomorrow. Like many animal shelters across the state, Denver's has seen an alarming spike in people surrendering pets. The city is asking people to try finding unwanted animals a new home instead of bringing them to the shelter. And now is a great time to adopt or foster, too. Large dog fees have dropped to $20 at the shelter. As always, just make sure you have the time and resources to care for your new friend before making a firm commitment. Stay with us. This is CPR News.